Hello and welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is Anna Bangulin and I will be your host today as we're hanging in the vortex, the show about just what's up, what's going on, how are we being in our everyday life, in our everyday expansion, in our everyday experiences. How's it going? Are you joyful being out there in the physical? This is a lot of fun. A lot of stuff swirling about, and this show is sponsored by TyAndrewsMusic.com. I will be playing Ty's single, Letting Go, probably before 9:30 this morning in the next half hour. It is, of course, early morning here in the southern part of the United States, and already a glorious day. So much going on. I always say I'm super excited. Anyway, so visit Ty's website, TyAndrews.com. Ty is, I would say, a very dear friend and beautiful human being. He's got a lot of co-creative stuff going on. I would love to share his music with you, and he's very open to us sharing that. And it's beautiful music. I got to actually see him perform live on Sunday at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, and this very song that I'm going to play for you, and very, very excited about that today. So anyway, so yeah, what's going on? If you have an opportunity to call in, please call in at 718-664-9124, and you can get on the air and chat with me about hanging in the vortex and what that means. It was very interesting for me this morning. I woke up fairly early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and just awake. And I heard my peeps chatting with me and, of course, doing what I do, got up and wrote some things and just kind of sat silently in meditation. And I was really thinking about letting go. And this is the title song of Ty's song, but I thought, letting go, that's really what's going on, letting go. But then my peeps are saying, are you letting go? As in, are you running away from things, or are you running towards something? And that was like an aha, ah. So are we running away? Are we letting go and running away? Are we letting go and running towards? Are we releasing that doesn't serve us and heading towards that does? Or are we running away from situations and circumstances perhaps that don't serve us? And it's kind of that fight or flight mechanism kicking in. So really, that's the question. And I thought, wow, how exciting. And I have to smile because I will tell you that as interesting as the last 3 years have been, things are really starting to take shape in a way for me. And the things that really, I think in my conscious mind, had ideas about but didn't, you know, in the very beginning, didn't ever think that I would do some of the things that I'm doing now. And I'm really excited to put out there that if you're listening live to this, tomorrow, December 19th, 2013, I am a contributing author in a book called Conversations That Make a Difference. And the e-version of this book is launching on the 19th. And for that day, it's $1. And there are 25 authors. And two of the authors include Rita Davenport and Sharon Lecter. Now, Rita Davenport, if you've heard her speak, she is hilarious. She is from the South as well. She has a great sense of humor, very, very funny. I believe she was the president or something of Airbon, which is a huge cosmetics company here, and helped drive that up and become what it is today. Sharon Lecter, of course, co-wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki and also annotated Outwitting the Devil, which is Napoleon Hill's memoirs about Sink and Grow Rich. Very interesting book, Outwitting the Devil. We were able to do some work around that probably about a year or two ago. And we actually had Sharon Lecter on Universal Energy Radio as well. Wonderful woman, a go-giver, as she puts it. We are go-givers. We're out there to be of service. So one of the things that I was really thinking about this morning is, you know, we're heading, as I'm moving towards and things are showing up for me, one, being in a cooperative energy with many people, like my friend Ty, who is a musician, and I love his work so much that you can't help but want to share it with other people. And even these stories in this book, you don't, even, you know, my book, my story is called Bless the Mess, and it really is about how I shifted my energy and how this radio station really came to be. So it's not a long story, but my hope is it's a moving story, and it will help somebody at least shift their mindset and really know that they can move and change their energy, shift where they are, go into where they want to be, and hopefully not take them 2 years to do it, which is kind of what I did. And at the same time, that's okay. If it takes you 2, 5, 10, takes you your lifetime, it's about the journey. And now that I look all about the journey, where I was, where I want to be, where I am right now, the now is the big thing. The now is where the experience is. And it does create your tomorrow. It does create how you're being, how you're feeling now. So that's one of the things that I talk about in the book, just a little bit. I don't get so much into a lot of, I mean, it's all law of attraction. That whole gathering of 25 authors is all law of attraction. We're in this book together for a reason. And I'm excited about the co-creative experiences that are coming out of that. And it's produced by Wake Up Women and the Women's Prosperity Network, which are two fabulous organizations as well, apparently is in a series of books. So again, I'm very excited to be a contributing author to that. If you have a moment to like us on Facebook, universalenergyradio.com, you can go to universalenergyradio.com or you can go to facebook.com/universalenergyradio, and I will post a link to that. But really, I mean, really for Rita Davenport's story alone, I get $1 for the book. So I'm really excited about possibility and what's happening. Again, I look at, you know, we're wrapping up 2013. Can you believe that? Oh my goodness. It's been such a wonderful, interesting year. My cousin Elisa, if you listen to us regularly, she is on the LOA blend with Elizabeth and my own personal numerologist. And of course, Elisa says, I'm in my 9 year, so I'm definitely letting go. I'm releasing a lot of things that don't serve me. And doing it as gracefully as I possibly can. Let's just put it that way. So me wanting to be of service every once in a while will get in the way of what me wants to do and me wants to do from my heart. So I know that sounds really odd because I'm always talking about, you know, if it doesn't feel good, then don't do it. And that's really the experience that I want to live in. So if it doesn't feel good, I either don't do it or I shift the energy around it. And if that requires me stomping around a bit, then it does. And each of us, I'm not saying negate those negative feelings. And also, I'm very fortunate in that I do work for myself. I have my clients. But at the same time, I don't really have a group of people that, as we're standing around, we may or may not get along. And I know that's the circumstance for a lot of people. So how do you shift your energy in that circumstance? And for me, it's about finding the positive aspects, finding the appreciation in the person, place, or thing, whatever you can find that you like about those that person, those places, those things. So maybe you have a particular, I have had a particular project I was working on this week and absolutely was not wanting to do it. And I put it off and put it off and put it off until the last minute. And I said, you know what, how can I shift my energy on this? How can I be different in mindset about this? And I realized that when I can shift my internal beingness into a real place of love and allow source, and I talked to my partner about this, and I'm sure, even though she understands this, I'm sure this was a little out there for her. But I said, what my peoples and I, and when I talked about my peoples, these are my guides. When my guides and I have our conversation, I came in to my studio on Monday and I didn't want to do this project. I absolutely didn't want to do it. And I heard my peeps say, we want to do it. Let us take over. Show us what to do. And I thought, how cool is that? So as I proceeded to do some of the things that I was doing, and my mom, who has passed over, was joining in this, of course, adoring it, because some of the things that I did were some things that she did when she was here working with me. And as we were doing this, I felt an exhilaration for what I was doing, and I felt love in what I was doing. And so I decided to continue to do that, and I did that yesterday as well. And as I stood there and just felt that love, and each step was a process. Of course, me, I know how to do these things. And as Source technically uses our physical body as its tool to gain experience and to have a visceral experience here. So why not look at whatever you're doing or whoever you're talking to or wherever you're at through the eyes of Source? Think of it really that way. Source is here to have the experience. Give Source the joyful experience of what you're doing. So I did. And it was the most amazing thing, the most amazing experience, the most amazing couple of days. And that I really just did. I allowed Source to do the work using my body as the tool, but we were going around the studio doing the work that I usually do, designing the things that I usually design, preparing some production work that I was preparing. All of those things that are just kind of boring to Anna, the human being, things that I've been doing for years and years and years and years and years. And I do a lot of graphic design work. So sometimes the stuff isn't all, you know, all that attractive to me. It's not necessarily creative. Some of it is just recreating things. And so allow Source to do it. Source playing on the computer. Source using a mouse. Source using a keyboard. Source looking at pages. Source going on Facebook. How funny is that? But when you do that and you shift your experience of it and you take really the wider perspective, almost the childlike perspective, but in a way that you, as your body is doing what it's used to doing, you're doing all the movements and the steps correctly, all of that, and there's a newfound awareness and a newfound love and a newfound appreciation for what you're doing, even checking your email. How fun is that? I know for me, I have, I'm on my computer right now. Right now, my inbox, I have 3,139 emails. And certainly, a lot of that is promotional stuff coming in, different lists I'm on, and things like that. That's just in the inbox. I know for, and I have several email addresses, and they all dump into that. So it's sorting out through all of those emails and things like that, and answering some of the emails that come in and the responses that I get. And if you're part of social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all things are happening. There's so many things happening. People connecting with people. There's so much connecting going on. It's beautiful. And as Source has been doing that, really consciously aware of Source doing those things for me, it has been a different experience. It has been exhilarating. It's been wonderful. It's been beautiful. It's been joyful. So this is the everyday experience that I like to talk to. It's the everyday, how do we live in this world and be the beings that we are, the energetic beings, the spiritual being, whatever label you want to put on that. I'm wanting to get away from labels. At the same time, most of the world uses labels. So how do we be this extension of Source, this extension of something bigger than us, universe, God, Allah, whatever, again, label you want to put on it. How do we be that every day? And so the last 2 days for me, and I've tapped into this energy before, but not in an everyday level. It's like, I kind of chuckle at that. It's like, would I ask God to design a logo for somebody? Well, maybe I would. Now, yes, I would. Would I ask God to design a Christmas t-shirt for somebody? I did now. You know, God was doing some alien designs the other day. So it's kind of funny sounding, but at the same time, it's the truth. Because we are, every single human being is God. We are an extension of that bigger power. We're extension of that thing greater than us. When we get that, when we get how beautiful that is, and we get that, we can infuse ourselves and blend ourselves with that energy and be in that energy every day, whether you're washing the dishes, doing the laundry, you know, programming some software, whatever it is that your creative little self does in this world, you know, whether it's taking the garbage out. How are you being in that? How are you being, you know, I used to, oh, my house would drive me crazy. My partner, my kids, I come home and it's like, poof, it's like Lego City blew up in my house. And now it's Hello Kitty in Lego City. So my partner works from the house. So she's there all day. Why doesn't she clean up? And I used to get this in my head. You know, she's here with the kids all day. Why doesn't she clean up? She's busy. She's working. So I said, you know, if I need things to happen, I need to take care of that. I need to, if you listen to Bert Goldman, the American Monk, if you don't know who he is, go on YouTube and just Google American Monk. He's got amazing videos on there. He's like 88, I don't know, maybe 90 now. He's an amazing person. And he talks about sparkling up the kitchen. When you think about sparkling up the kitchen versus I got to clean the kitchen, you know, feel that energy. And it really is that subtle shift. Sparkling up the kitchen or I'm cleaning the kitchen. How are you being in cleaning the kitchen? And I know this, again, may sound just way out there to some of you. At the same time, it's not way out there because you are an extension of this higher creation all the time, 24/7, eternity. There is no finite, you're never disconnected, ever, even when you think God doesn't love me and God's not carrying me and never disconnected. It's you not looking through the eyes of Source, not looking at what God's looking at. God doesn't look at the negativity and the crap that we look at and say, we label it, that's crap, that's not good. God doesn't see anything as good. God sees everything as good. Because without the what we call bad, you wouldn't know good. Without the hot, you wouldn't know cold. It's the contrast. And I probably spoke a year and a half on contrast in my shows, but it really is this way of being. And every day as I continue to live this, it gets infused. And that's what I love. Like I woke up this morning again, 4 o'clock in the morning. Why am I up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Something woke me up and said, wake up. Are you letting go? Are you letting go away from something? Or are you letting go towards something? What are you doing? How are you being? And I answered the question. I'm moving towards. And I have to do it alone, and I can't do it alone. As human beings, we're here to co-create with each other. As human beings, we're here to inspire each other. We're here to be of service. My nephew and I had a conversation the other day, and he was talking about, you know, some stuff that was going on, and he said something about, you know, I feel like I'm the king. I feel like I'm a king. So it's a great feeling to have. And he said, well, I just mean it so that, you know, there's a certain expectation that I have of how I do my work and how I do my business. And I said, I get that. I said, but what does it mean? Because something hit me on Saturday's show with Pam Rennie after she did her little breathing exercise and meditation with us. I felt majestic. What does that mean, majestic? Royalty. What does that mean? Well, think about it. When you are royalty, when you are majestic, and each person, each of you out there living this visceral experience, you're all royalty. You're all majestic. You're all kings and queens. You're amazing. It doesn't mean that you've got an iron fist and you're ruling over people. It's not about that. What do true, heartfelt, majestic, and royalty people do? They are of service. You're of the utmost service. If we looked at every person like we're royalty and we're being of service to these people, we want to take care of them because without the people, there would not be us, right? So you look at that. You can't create your little kingdom without people. And that's sort of a life and a business thing. Because, you know, my mentors are saying, you know, when in business, obviously, the work and the money come through people. So how do you attract the people? You over-deliver. You give back. You give back more than you expect. And that is so true. You know, there are many times in my life that I've said, if I could do the work that I do and not get paid for it, I'd do it. You know, at one point I was bartering so much that if I just had somebody to barter my mortgage and my food, I would have been great. I'm talking about groceries, not restaurant food, because the restaurant food was easy. I was always getting meals and free stuff and from restaurants. I knew restaurant owners. We were doing promotional stuff for them. So I never had a lack of restaurants to eat at, but just your general groceries. I said, if I could set that up, I would have had it made. Mortgage and food. And those are our basic necessities. A place to live, something to eat, something to wear, clothes too. I'm a t-shirt and shorts kind of gal, or t-shirt and jeans kind of gal myself. So I do love shoes, though. I really love shoes, and I've attracted some really cool shoes in my life. But anyway, I really want people to understand that they're so amazing and wonderful and powerful, and every human being is majestic. So be your majestic self. It's not about, again, it's not about bossing people around and making them do things. It's not about that at all. It's about being of service. First of all, to yourself. Be of service to yourself. Be your own majestic person to yourself. Treat yourself like royalty foremost before you treat anybody else like royalty. Treat yourself like royalty. What does that mean? Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Know that you're beautiful. And beauty doesn't mean I have to look like the cover of Vogue magazine. Lord knows, I, you know, even joke around. It's like, oh, well, I was supposed to be a 6-foot-tall blonde model. That, you know, I'm a 5-foot-4 Filipino redneck. I mean, I look like a football player with boobs, basically. That's my description of self. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I think there's a lot of times when many of us have this expectation of what our bodies are supposed to look like, or what our hair is supposed to look like, or how much or how little makeup we're supposed to wear for the women and the men. I mean, I've met so many men that actually had I have nothing to wear. And I'm thinking, you're a dude, man, just put on a pair of pants and a really nice shirt and you're good to go. But I know guys that stress over the same thing that the women stress over. And you know what? It's okay. Don't stress it. It's no big deal. Just what do you feel comfortable in? How are you being in the world? Go back to that question every time. How am I being? How am I being right now, right here? How am I experiencing my life? The key. Energetically, pay attention to your GPS. What is that? Your emotions, your feelings. You ever get one of those gut feelings like you shouldn't do something, or maybe an excitement in there like you should do something? That's all intuition. That's your intuition, right? And you're physically in your gut's third chakra. For those of you that are interested, third chakra, color is yellow. So you can visualize that. You can move that in there. So pay attention to that guttural feeling. So many of us were told not to use those guttural feelings. You know, how many of us were told not to cry? Don't cry. Don't cry. You're not supposed to cry. I mean, I would say the boys had it harder. You're a guy. Guys, dudes don't cry. Don't cry. I encourage my son to cry. Let it go. If it hurts, let it go. And we ask our kids, you know, if something scares them or they're crying, it's like, are you hurt? Let us know if you're hurt, or is it just your heart that hurts? And most of the time it's their heart, their pride that hurt. They were embarrassed. My son is 7, so he's into that, you know, I don't want to do that. It's embarrassing. I don't want to be embarrassed. It's like, sweetheart, it's only your perception. Only your perception of something. And sometimes I wonder, it's like, where did he get that? Where did he get that? Was he we didn't program him with that. Did we do that? I don't think we did that. I always tell him how amazing and wonderful and beautiful and awesome he is. He has little, oh my gosh, they're the most amazing people they're like two of my favorite people in the entire world. I tell him that, how amazing and beautiful and how infinitely loved they are. And it's not just telling them they love him. I stand there and I go, can you feel the love?
Can you feel the love that I'm projecting on you now? And they're like, yes, we can feel it. Oh, my gosh, we can feel it. When he was little, he used to tell me I could only tell him I love him 6 times a day. And I'm like, well, when you're asleep, I tell you about 100 times so that at least I got it in before I go to the studio. And then at night after you go to sleep, I tell you another 100 times. And in between, I'll tell you the 6 times. And then I'll tell other people how much I love you. And you'll get that as well. Don't forget to tell the people around you you love them. On top of telling yourself that you love yourself. That is the key, the very, very key to this. It's the love that you exude. How you're looking at something. How you're, you know, somebody cuts you off. You know, you're driving down the road, somebody cuts you off. You know, do you yell at them or do you send them love? I just told somebody that the other day, like, you're nuts. Send them love. Yes. Send them love. Love them. Love them. Maybe they were trying to get somewhere. You know, maybe there was an emergency. You never know, but just send them love. Because one, if you yell at them, they're not gonna hear you. And who does that affect? It only affects you. And if you're in the car, if you're one of those people that yells at other cars while you're in there, check your gut when you do that. It doesn't feel so good. And it's only affecting you. And you are throwing that energy out there. So when you turn it around and say, oh, I'm going to love them because they're this fabulous human being. They're just fabulous human being, and it's on their journey, and it's all good, and I love you. What does that do to you when you really get into that place of love, that feeling place of love? It's expansion. It's growth. The more you do that, the more you experience that. Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. In about a minute here, I'm going to play Ty's song, Letting Go. And you can check out his music at tyandrewsmusic.com and see what he's up to. His CD will be produced, I believe, by February 2014. And there's a video on there. There's an actual video of him talking about his music and his passion, very passionate about his work. So I'd love for you guys to go check that out. And, of course, if you want to know more about me, you can check out lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. Right now I have a mini 7 days of play on there that you can tap into. You'll get a little short 2 or 3 minute audio from me every day with some little games that you play to shift your mindset. All kinds of stuff that's going on. I love all the little things that are happening and the creations and the co-creations that are happening. There's more of that coming. So anyway, let me go ahead and play Ty's song for you all. Please do enjoy Letting Go by Ty Andrews.
I'm letting go. Letting go. I'm letting go.
Beautiful. That's Letting Go by Ty Andrews of tyandrewsmusic.com. Thank you, Ty, so much for letting me plug that in and play that. I love mixing it up a little bit here on Universal Energy Radio. I am looking forward to when we can have a mixture of music and talk radio all at the same time. We're very blessed to have the ability to bring all of the interesting content, I feel. I mean, I listen to the show. It's a very interesting content to me, and I'm very blessed to be able to co-create with some amazing people. If those of you that are listening in now are new to Universal Energy Radio, we actually are on every day live for at least an hour, sometimes more, and then we podcast or we put our stuff on iTunes. You can check us out on iTunes at Universal Energy Radio. Just search that. Any specific person that you know that has been on the show, you can do Universal Energy Radio and their name and their show will come up. We have wonderful conversations here. I know for me, every single Wednesday and every single Saturday, we're making some changes coming up in the new year. We've got some new hosts coming on and some things are happening. So if you want to stay up to date with Universal Energy Radio, you can go to universalenergyradio.com and get on our list there. And we have got some things, some all kinds of stuff happening. We give away prizes. We co-create with many folks. We've given away raffle tickets valued up to $5,000 and T-shirts and coaching sessions and all kinds of stuff. I know Ty is going to be on with me actually New Year's Day, and we're going to talk, and I believe he's going to be giving away some of his CDs and things like that. So I'm looking forward to having him talk about his music again, energetically, how just sharing how he's being and how he chose to make the decision to pursue his music, which is his passion. And that's how many of us, I think, tinker around with ideas of maybe, oh, I'll do that on the side, and then not really think of it as the person that I am. But I love now meeting people who are stepping into their bliss, stepping into what they truly love to do. And that's really happening on a day-to-day basis for me now, which I love. I was actually writing something the other day about, I think the question was, what kind of world would you like to see? And I said, I want this world of, you know, people living their life the way they want to live, loving who they are, loving the experiences, loving being of service, loving creating and co-creating with other people. And then I thought, wait, that's the life that I'm living now. I've shifted so much, and I feel very blessed to have done that, is that I have some dear friends, some of them I haven't even met in the physical, but we meet each other once a week or once or twice a month to co-create, mastermind, and do things together. One of my monthly hosts coming on is Carrot Bennett Sullivan, who was actually on with me last Wednesday, and she is a passion test facilitator. And she's going to come on, we're going to call it Carolyn's Corner, and she's going to be on, we're going to start her off, she'll be on kind of at the end of the month, but we're going to start her off at the first Wednesday of the month. And then Charlotte Duzong, who's a beautiful mompreneur, she's going to be on in the middle of the month on Wednesdays, sharing her adventures as a mompreneur and her organizing skills and the things that she is able to help
other, not just mompreneurs, but dadpreneurs as well. So that's going to be really, really interesting. And those of you who have tuned in Saturday night at 7 p.m., Pam Rennie and I have an Everyday Alchemy show that we're going to be doing. And that really is, how do you manifest? How do you create? Look what we're doing now. It's almost creating something out of nothing. Do you ever just feel like you're doing that? I'm creating something out of nothing. There's nothingness. And just knowing, if you've ever read, I think it's Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich, and he talks about creating something out of nothing, just knowing that your thought creates, because really that's it. 99% of it is your thought. So what are you thinking? How are you being in this world? I keep going back to that because that's the repetitive question that I've asked myself. How are you being? What else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And as I'm asking those questions, things show up, people show up. So you could say, oh, you were in the right place at the right time. I believe that, yes. And at the same time, I believe I was drawn to that person or drawn to that event or drawn to a certain location where I met somebody. Or just in a state of being. I actually went into a party, was it last? I think it was weekend before last, in Birmingham, Alabama, with my dear friend Don Milton. And a beautiful home. And the most amazing part was there was someone playing a baby grand piano in this home. And we could just sit there and listen to the music. And that was such a gift, absolutely a beautiful gift, that I could not have lined that up if I even tried. So I didn't, and I allowed Source to just carry me, which is often happens when I go hang out with Don Milton, and I'll give him a short plug. Go check out donmilton.net. He is an emotional freedom techniques coach, and he and I worked on a few things with EFT and matrix re-imprinting that were absolutely wonderful. You know, in this world, I say you've got to do it alone, but you can't do it alone. Allowing yourself to co-create with other people who can help you and guide you. I know for me in business and in my life, I have accountability partners, people who keep me on track. I say I'm going to do something. When I'm on that call with them, they say, did you do it? How can I serve you? How can I be of service to you? How can I help you? Even if you don't want to take on the responsibility of having a coach or invest in a coach, find a friend who's willing to talk to you, get on the phone with you once a week for an hour, and just go through and start being accountable for the things that you're doing. Wake up your awareness. To me, that is so pivotal. It's when you wake up your awareness, when you become aware of how beautiful the world is, and when you look for that beauty, guess what you find? More beauty. When you start noticing the muck, I call it the muck in the world, then you're going to get more of that. So just know that what you focus on expands. And that's what we talk about here, law of attraction. Universal Energy Radio is law of attraction and inspired action. Because taking inspired action versus taking action, there is a difference. When you're inspired to do something and you go in towards that, you get more of that. Whereas opposed to when you're just taking action because you have to, you actually are like, I say, you're like a hamster on that wheel. You're just spinning and going in circles. You're not really progressing. You're not expanding. You're not growing. Actually, you're just welling up inside going, I got to do this because I got to make money, or I got to do this because I promised somebody, or I got to do this. You know, be honest with people. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. And I think Don Milton had taught me that too. A couple of things. Don't argue with Source. And really, if you, in your gut, you don't want to do something, don't do it. Just say no. And you don't have to give an explanation. You just say no. I choose not. And I know that's a really weird one for a lot of people, and myself included, because I want to help. I want to fix things. But sometimes it's not your responsibility to fix it. Sometimes it's not your responsibility to take care of it. You can choose to take it on if you want, but how are you being in that taking it on? Especially this time of year. This time of year is a lot of people think they have to do something. They have to. We talked about this last night. I mean, we've got a tree up. One of the things that we talk about is how do we talk to our kids about this holiday? Because we can talk about God, and we can talk about Jesus Christ, and we can talk about the holidays, and we can talk about
anything religious, quote unquote religious. But since we're not really raising our children that way, we're raising our children energetically, spiritually, using the law of attraction as a basis. How do we share with them what this means? So we talk about the giving and receiving and what that means. And we talk about the energy behind those things. And so we're driving around the neighborhood looking at the beautiful lights on some of the houses out there. And I thought, you know, we have the tree up and we've got it decorated and that's fun. The kids and I decorated that. And then it's like usually we go all out. We put lights on the house and on the post out front and we have light up penguins and all kinds of stuff. And we didn't do it this year. And my kids are saying, you know, why didn't we do it? It's like, well, you know, Steph and I didn't really feel like getting out there and doing it. They're like, well, we'll help. We'll do it. So maybe this weekend that's what we'll do. I don't know. It's not such a big deal for me, but I love to see the kids all lit up about it and experience what this is. And this year we also did a few other things where we adopted a few families and we actually went shopping for them. And that was an interesting experience for my kids. And my kids do know the difference between shopping and buying. Their moms taught them well. At the same time, this whole experience is we're buying, my 4-year-old daughter has a 5-year-old that she's buying for. So she's picking out things that she would like, but she's not keeping them. She's giving them to this little girl. And so that was a big deal for her. And I thought, wow, there's a really cool energy about this. And my kids are just doing fabulous and they're having fun doing this. And I thought, this is really amazing. I love sharing this type of energy with them. So what are you sharing with your family? Are you sharing the stress, quote unquote, stress of the holidays? You know, I actually wrote a blog post called Stress to Impress as a guest blogger on beautifullybohemian.com. And it was this very thing, you know, change up your traditions, make your own traditions. I know one thing my partner said, you know, we don't have any real family traditions. She has family tradition on her side. I was raised without holidays, so this doesn't even bother me. But for her, she was all about family tradition and things that you do. Now, their traditions were Thanksgiving. You go to her aunt's house and you go go-karting. Yes, they have a go-kart track next to their house, and you race, and you have fun, and you do this thing all day, and you eat a couple of times, and that's the tradition. And I love doing that when we go there, and they're in Florida. We just don't go there all the time. We alternate, usually holidays. So she said, well, I guess we'll have to create our own traditions. It's like, I guess we will. What does that mean? What does that look like for your family? And is it just at certain times of the year? Why don't you create traditions? I'm like, why don't we just start something, I don't know, when there's no holiday? Like, just pick a random date and say that's going to be our family day of doing something, or a couple of random dates, and say we're going to make our own tradition. This, you know, maybe we go to the aquarium, or maybe we travel a couple hours away to Chattanooga, or, you know, just somewhere. We're in the Atlanta area, so we can, 2 hours away takes us to many, many really cool places. So what does that look like for you? So mix it up a little bit. Change your beingness. You know, these are paradigms that maybe were handed down. And again, maybe it was easier for me because I wasn't raised with it. And I feel right now I'm very blessed with that because I'm not hanging on to certain things. Whereas people who have these traditions that grandma and mom and everybody passed down, you know, and I know there's a lot of shifting going on around that. I know many, many people have had that conversation of shifting around the holidays, and it's okay. Be in that. Be in the okayness of it. Be in the shifting and changing. Be in the creating your own stuff. Be in the letting go of the 2,000-year-old paradigms that you're hanging on to, maybe. It's okay. It's all okay. And somebody had asked me, it's like, how do you be in the craziness and shift? I said, I stand where I am and I say, I am where I am and it's okay. Because this is what Abraham says, it's all you've got. It's where you are. So be in that. And you can choose to look at that from a place of what we call negativity or a place of joy and happiness. It's your choice. It's always a choice. And you can choose. And you can use tools. Like, I'm very blessed to have people around me that have these fabulous tools, and they've shared them with me. I talked about Don Milton and Pam Rennie, you know, even Charlotte Duzong and Carolyn Bennett Sloan. All these people that I'm co-creating with are also people who shared with me energetically something a tool, a way of being, an awareness, something that expanded me beyond who I am as a human being. And I feel very blessed. The conversations, when I have a guest on this show, I always learn something from that guest, always listening to what they have to say, because it's a different perspective. And when you can listen to someone else's perspective and change your perspective, oh, it just becomes more, becomes beautiful. You become more aware. You don't have to own it. You can decide not to. You can decide, interesting perspective. That's not for me. And that's okay. You choose something else. You don't always have to go along with whatever everybody else is doing. It's okay to be different because every single human being is unique. There are no two human beings alike, remotely alike. Even identical twins are different. There's something different about each of them. And the way you look at something is different from the way I look at it, different from how anybody's looking at it. And we may agree that blue is blue and red is red and purple is purple and the sky is up and the ground is down. But the what we're looking at and how we're perceiving it is unique to every single one of us. I would not pretend to know how you are within your life. Even how, I know how I am within my life. But can I truly express that? I express it as much as I can. I express it through who I am as much as I can, being as transparent as I can possibly be, being as open as I can possibly be. And I feel very blessed that I can do that. And sometimes some of the stuff I say may not feel so good. But you know what? I'm living this visceral life. I'm being a human being here on this planet. And as long as I'm being a human being on this planet, I'm going to have experiences. Hopefully mostly will feel really good, but some of them may not feel good. But in that experience, I'm going to grow and I'm going to expand and I'm going to be more aware and I'm going to be more, not just for me, but for everyone else around me. When I'm being honest and true and transparent with myself, then that is going to change and shift my energy, and that's going to shift everything else around me. It has to. It's universal law. And I say that when I'm using myself as an example again, because I don't know what it's like to be in your shoes. I don't know what it's like to live your life. But as you stand in your life and you start to appreciate and love your life and who you are, you will shift your energy. And because your energy shifts and you will emit a certain frequency, a certain vibration, then everything around you has to shift. And you've got to understand that some people aren't going to like this shift and be okay with that. And some people are going to love this shift. You're going to actually energetically attract and repel people. Because when you attract people, when you become this person that is just you, the essence of who you are, as you start peeling back, we call it peeling back the onion, right? You're peeling back layers. That doesn't serve me, I'm letting that go. That doesn't serve me, I'm letting that go. And I'm not talking about physical stuff. I'm talking about energetic stuff too. How many of us had to override or get rid of that self-talk, the doubt, the fear? I still have it. Sure. That creeps up. It creeps up. I think it's always going to creep up. It's part of our human nature. But when I recognize it, the fear is false evidence appearing real. It's something that I can move through, not get stuck in or on. I can move through it by choice. I see you and I choose to move through you. I choose it to allow it to go through me, and I'm going to become something more. What if I chose to tell my story in this compilation coming out? What if I chose not to be in it and I didn't tell my story and I kept my mouth shut? What if I chose not to start this radio station and share with other people not only my vision but other people's vision? What if I chose just to stay in my little space and really just not do anything? And trust me, that's creeped up before. Why am I doing what I'm doing? That's a big question. Why am I doing this? And all I feel is something bigger than me saying, come this way, come this way, come this way, come this way. And in that coming this way, I expand, I grow, I become more. And I see those around me shifting and changing. I see some friends falling away, and then now I have a whole new set of friends. And they're not just from my little area here in the southern part of the U.S. They're all over the world. I'm very blessed to be connected to these people all over the world, and not just from a place of, oh, I'm friends with somebody in the Netherlands or, you know, wherever you choose. I'm friends with somebody. It's not about that. It's that deep feeling of being connected to them that is not about being on the radio. It's not about anything else. It's just about being connected with them. I love the behind-the-scenes conversations, you know, that are happening on Facebook. You know, my friend Kelly in Australia, who's asleep now, and there's a short period of time where we can connect. There's a short period of time during the day that we can talk, and we message each other on Facebook every once in a while, and it's really great. She's living off the grid, and she's got this farm, and everything's nature and kangaroos and koala bears and how beautiful her life is, and she just recently got married and all these great things that are happening, and it's just her living her life, her choosing her happiness over anything else. And I commend her for that, and I love her for that. You know, my friend Charlotte, who's going to be doing shows with us next year, and I talked to her a year ago, and I talked to her not too long ago. The difference between her expansion to me is beautiful, just watching this person just be out there and decide, I'm going to try this and do it, and all these beautiful things. So I love those people. My friend Carolyn, you know, having her step, you know, all the ideas that are coming out. Oh, my gosh, you know. Love it. I love it. It's so exhilarating to me. Anyway, I could go on and on. Just beautiful things. I've learned so much from people. I, you know, of course, mentioned Don and Pam, Dr. Yvonne Oswald, whose book, Every Word Has Power. Oh, my gosh. And again, I mean, these are just, I briefly met her at an unconference not too long ago, have her book, read her book, had her on the show. She's amazing energy. Her book is incredible. She has a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, and again, these people genuinely have shifted me in some way, and that's why I want to share them with you. And people that come on the show, I love the different perspectives. It's, again, learning and experiencing something new from them. Absolutely adoring having them on. I love the guests that we're going to be having in 2014. Some of them, I've got dialogue going in emails, and you know, part of me wants to talk to them. The other part of me, I love the process of discovery, talking to somebody new, getting to know them through a conversation that we have on air. At the same time, there's so many friendships that I've struck up from just being on the air with them. And these people are near and dear to my heart, and I love that. And I love that we're all stirring it up together to help people shift. That's what it's about, shifting your energy, shifting who we are. And there's always going to be growth and expansion. There's always, how does Abraham say, you never get it wrong and you never get it done. Because every time you'll have a new idea and you head towards that idea and you head towards that idea. And so we're here in the physical body for a not very long time. So how many ideas? Choose one, act on that. And that's my big thing. I have a ton of ideas. It's picking one to focus on and move towards. And now it's really honing that for myself. It's like I've moved toward one goal, and I'm finding there are different choices in that goal as well. So it's okay. Life is fascinating. Life is a jewel. When you look at it that way, that's what you're going to get back. You always get what you're thinking about, how you're feeling in this world. So experiencing this world from a place of, I say, call it an emotional high, being in this place of love and joy. And again, it's not all the time. And I mean, I raise my hand to that. Sometimes it's very frustrating. And I, you know, even in the past 2 weeks, I've had my moments where it's like, what am I doing? This is crazy. This is nuts. And you go back to, no, it's, again, don't argue with source. Source says, come this way, do this thing. Share this, talk to this person, be in this book, play this music, whatever it is, I follow. I follow my voices in my head. I'm listening to the voices in my head. I'm being with the voices in my head, and I'm experiencing, and they really haven't steered me wrong. They really are the managers. Source is the manager There's some things that you couldn't even, again, some of my dearest friends now, I couldn't have lined that up if I even tried. You know, I'm going to go meet this person who lives in this place and does this thing. It doesn't work that way. It's source brings you who you need, what you need, when you need it. You got to trust in that. I'm still working on that. Trusting in that, having faith in that. The visceral human part of me always questions it. The blended source part of me, let's go. And it keeps telling my human self to just let it go. Allow source to line it up. Allow source to do the work. Just be. And give glory, give thanks, appreciate all those words that you want to use. Use them. But don't just say the words. Feel the feelings behind it. You know when maybe somebody makes you angry or something, you get really, really riled up about it? Well, when you get something, like a gift, or you find money on the floor, whatever it is, get just as riled up in the opposite end that you do. Throw some enthusiasm. Throw some fun and excitement and really show source, I want more of this, because that's when it shows up. And I think real quick, I'm about to roll off the air here, but yeah, I was watching some show last night, and this thing was something I was thinking about at 4 o'clock this morning too, where this guy got his car basically redone. He had an old Mustang, and they took the car and they remodeled it and did all this. It was Chip Foose. I love Chip Foose. He does great work. And the guy came in. They came in to show him the car. And the guy, you could tell, I'm like, this guy was really excited about his car, but he showed no emotion. He was very monotone, like, I'm so excited right now. I just can't believe it. And I'm thinking, I would be jumping up and down. I'd be screaming, happy. I'd be running around. I'd be crying and hugging everybody and thanking everybody. And, I mean, he was trying to be cool. I get it. You know, being cool. I get it. But at the same time, show some emotion. You know, show equal to or more when you get something really good happening to you. You know, if you're on social media, you know how if you're in the little chat thing and you comment on somebody's box, what are you saying? Are you appreciating and are you thumbs upping things and I want to get with you on that. Not the things that are like, you know, I hate Christmas, it sucks. I mean, you don't want to do that. Like thumbs up, yeah, I'm going to be a Scrooge. Not that at all. I'm talking about the good stuff. You know, a baby was born, good stuff. People, somebody gifted me this thing, good stuff. I'm going to be positive, good stuff. Love your neighbor, good stuff. Love yourself, great stuff. I got new shoes, awesome stuff. You know, all of those things. You want to put some emotion into it, love you, love it. Anyway, got about a minute to go. Again, thank you so much for showing up. Thank you for being who you are. You are infinitely loved and adored and appreciated. Oh, just join us. Join us every day. Feel this energy. Be in this energy and do your asking. Be in it daily. Weave this into your life. The feel good. Weave it in every moment as much as you can. And sometimes stuff happens, but it's okay. Just know and better. Anyway, remember that life is a journey. Be happy where you are and watch where it takes you. I'm going to start playing Ty's song again. Anyway, I love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I'm letting go. I'm letting go. Letting go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go.